Today is Monday, the 18th of November, in the 33rd week of Ordinary Time. Paul Zak sings, "Have Mercy on Me."
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy, have mercy.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God.
In this passage, we encounter a story of persistence and answered prayer. It may be helpful to use our imagination to enter the gospel scene. If we recall the parable of the Good Samaritan, we may have a sense of the road Jesus is traveling. There are risks here for the most able of travellers. Perhaps you can imagine yourself for a moment as the blind man sitting by the roadside, reaching out for wholeness. How might this man feel, sightless and destitute? Perhaps there has been a time when you have struggled to see God's presence in your life, not knowing where to find guidance. Have you found the courage to call out, to persevere? Jesus asks a powerful question. What do you want me to do for you? Consider what your heart is truly longing for. Perhaps you might look deeply into your own desires. What is it that you truly want from God? How might you share this with the Lord? Jesus tells the man, "Your faith has healed you." Reflect on this. A bold cry for mercy? Trust in Jesus' ability to heal? Consider if this is how you live out your faith. What is your response when the world tells you to be quiet or to doubt? Reflect on the result of this encounter, how it leads to discipleship and glorifying God. Imagine how you might respond to God's grace to moments of spiritual awakening or healing. Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. Take a moment in prayer with the Lord, trusting in a response of mercy and healing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.